makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, September 17th, and things were almost business as usual for the Texans. They held their weekly conference calls with the opposing team, which you can get on our Podcast Central page. The players practiced at their normal afternoon time, and the media even talked about football. We'll hear what head coach Gary Kubiak and quarterbacks Matt Schaub and Sage Rosenfeld had to say about going against the Titans' defensive line.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Titans defensive tackle Albert Hainsworth led all tackles and sacks last season with 6, and he's certainly got the best of Matt Schaub. Hainsworth has already started trash-talking, saying he's coming back for round 2, but Schaub isn't paying attention.
Yeah, we're just going to go out and play the game. You know, guys handle things differently, and, you know, we're just going to go in there, our team, and try and beat their team. No, we're just going to let our play talk. We're not going to get into all that stuff.
Backup quarterback Sage Rosenfels backed up Schaub on the matter.
Everyone has an opinion. It's a free country, and he can do what he wants. He's a very good player, and he backs it up every Sunday. So he can say what he wants. I think it's great motivation for our guys, especially our offensive line. I think they'll come out and play a very physical football game and be excited to protect Matt and also run the ball.
Coach Kubiak is more concerned with containing Hainsworth and Pro Bowl defensive ends Kyle Vandenbosch and Javon Kearse.
You know, they play all 8 of those guys. They rotate them. They keep them fresh, but from a standpoint of Kearse and Vandenbosch, you won't find any better, too. And when they're at home, they're even better just from a standpoint they get off the ball so fast. So, you know, Dwayne's got his work cut out for him, so does Eric. And we have to do a good job containing those guys.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.